Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Albert Reynolds loved them. I absolutely adore them. And my next guest thinks that they can both attract and increase the level of investment into a business. What are they? Yes, they're called one-pagers. Margaret E. Ward, she's the CEO of ClearEye. When did you see the strength of the one-page synopsis, Margaret?
I guess about 20 years ago, Bobby, when I was working as a business journalist, and then I had set up ClearEye Leadership, and you'd start to ask people about their business, and they would go on and on for 20 minutes, you know, and you go, wow, this is not going to sell, you know, your business to anybody, to a journalist, to an investor. Nobody understands what this is about. You're waffling. So getting people to think visually was kind of a game changer, right? Because as business journalists, we think visually all the time. You know, what's the best way to take a lot of very complicated information and get it across to a reader in seconds? You know, you would think, oh, it's a table or it's a graphic or whatever. But when it came to the one-page strategy, it meant that the founder had to really think through every possible question before they came up with that strategy visualization. So it is, it's powerful.
Would I be right to say, and I think there's sometimes a slight misnomer around this, like a one-pager is a distillation of a lot of information. It's not just somebody coming up with one page and that's it. So it's all our knowledge about, say, the marketplace, the customers, the costs in the business, your total knowledge of the business articulated and in a concise way. Is that fair to say?
Yes, definitely. And it's funny because when you start working with people on strategy and they're like, oh yeah, you know, I just need a strategy slide. And you're like, okay, well, do you have that? No. Like, you know, we'll be able to crank that out in like a few hours. And you're like, really? Like, do you understand your business that well? No, it can take months. It can take years, especially if you're developing a business from scratch or maybe you're pivoting because the market has changed. It takes an awful lot of time. And you have to ask yourself questions that you might not necessarily know the answers to. So it takes an awful lot of thought, practice. It takes a lot of throwing it out the window as well and starting again. So it is. And I know from the investor side that when you see somebody who has a good one-pager, it gives you confidence that they actually have done the work and they know what they're talking about.
And there's some evidence around this about it being good for investments, some Harvard Business School, I think, did some numbers on it. What were they about?
Yeah, so there were a couple of academic researchers called Afrik Vermeulen and Yao Cotter-Salvato who did this, and they wanted to know what really determines whether or not investors believe in CEO presentations and therefore invest in them. So they looked at 654 large deals in the States from a five-year period between 2012 and 2017, and they found one thing that made a huge difference in the impact of these strategy presentations. When they were accompanied by a slide that illustrated the strategic rationale for a deal, the investors were more than twice as likely to give it an immediate thumbs up.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So and did they also not say that only something like 20% of businesses who do these deals actually do that?
Yeah, so 20% of the visualizations that they put up, you know, whether it's a slide or whatever it is, that do an effective job. So they might have something like it, but it's maybe not a great visualization. But for the people who do have a good, strong, accurate visualization, their post-announcement valuation was four times larger than the impact of the other visual tools, like if you use a photograph, a map, a logo. So people, investors, could see the value of the business immediately because somebody had done the hard work on a one-page strategy.
There was one line I liked within the piece which said that strategies are the key mechanism through which people coordinate and create value. That's a really strong statement, isn't it?
It is. It is. And again, you know, think about, you remember that old expression, a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, it is. I mean, it's just the way our brains work. It helps the investor or even the employee. This is the other thing. you know, this doesn't just work for people who want to sell their business. This works for people who maybe have a change of strategy or direction in their business, who want to explain this to their employees so that they know, oh, our old strategy was this, and now it's this. And in fact, I had one client, he actually worked in the med tech sector, and we had done one of these one-page strategies, and he put it up as a poster all over his manufacturing facility. And about 5 years later, there were people coming looking to invest in that sector. And they walked around the shop floor, and they talked to the receptionist, and they talked to the executive team, the salespeople, and without fail, every single one of the people that they spoke to was able to articulate the strategy. And they said that is what clinched that deal. They were looking at seven other businesses in Ireland, but because everybody in the organization knew the strategy, he was able to sell his company.
One of the things I like about them is that, again, we talk about distilling a lot of information into one place, but it does actually give absolute clarity. And it's a way then of articulating what might be a very complicated message quite simply.
Yes. Yes. And they also say things like use of color is actually very handy. You know, you're grouping things in the same color or in the same section. And when you're in meetings, when you're in review meetings, in terms of anything like looking at, you know, have you made, you know, your targets, your KPIs or whatever, you can refer back to that one pager and say, okay, hang on, but do you remember in the strategy that this is the strategy now? So it's a good way to go back and refresh immediately. And people go, oh yeah, we agreed that. Because change is hard, Bobby, isn't it? Like you go from one strategy to another.
And also, you know, the fact that we live in a world now that everybody almost over communicates. There's so much noise out there that, again, a properly distilled and articulated one pager will eliminate all the noise. So it allows you focus on all this information in a clear, direct, simple, and uncomplicated way.
Absolutely. And like, you know yourself, right? I'm sure, Bobby, you've seen plenty of pitches. You've seen plenty of, you know, CEOs.
Good and bad.
Yeah. Good and bad. And what makes the difference? When you see the person presenting who has a laser focus, when you see somebody who can move through all the noise, show you very clearly how they're going to take advantage within a very competitive market, whatever that may be. So it's not just the idea that sells the business. It's the way it's articulated visually when you're trying to get the investment that really matters.
And one of the common mistakes people make, Margaret, is they try and give the audience too much information in too short a time. So what you're doing then is you're talking at an audience, you're overwhelming them with information, and they literally don't see the key points that you're trying to make.
That's right. Like, you know, I think there was a famous writer who said, I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead. So if you limit yourself, say, when you're doing that pitch to 5 slides, that's always a very good idea because it forces you to focus your mind on the audience, right? So who is the audience here? If it's an investor, if it's an employee, what is it that they need to know? And if you have great respect for the audience member and what their expectations are of you, then you're always going to be more persuasive or influential than if you didn't think it through.
Have you seen in any of the companies that you work with, Margaret, like a very maybe concise communication strategy where emails are short, they're action-led, and there isn't a lot of waffle, that companies, you know, deliberately try to communicate less, but to communicate more powerfully with each other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the main reasons we would be brought in, is they would say, look, we're having a terrible time. We're trying to communicate with our customers or with our suppliers. And we send out an email and we get 20 questions.
Yeah.
And usually that's because the person writing the email hasn't thought through, who is my audience? right? What's my purpose for writing this? And what are my three key messages? And you have to deliver that really, really quickly. And if you don't, people, they just shut off, right? I mean, everybody's so used to very quick communications on their phone. We're all visual creatures now, right? So if you're waffling on and on, or you're putting context first. So a lot of people who come from an academic background, they put background, background, background to get to the point. Whereas with business writing, you need to get to the point immediately. Tell what the ask is or the question, and then kind of conclude. So yes, a lot of money and time is being put into thinking clearly, but so many people don't think clearly. There's a lot of noise, muddle, unnecessary information, but just using that, just sitting down and go, audience purpose, key messages.
Well, look, you heard it here, folks. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. All in one page, no more, no less. Margaret E. Ward, CEO of Clear Eye, former colleague here at the station. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Bobby, to you and to everybody at News Talk.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.